This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Chris Witz with you. If you ask people to name the ingredient that makes for happiness, I wonder what you would get. You'd probably get things like money, lots of money in the bank, fame, being popular, being successful. But did you know that Jesus said something very, very different? And what I'm referring this morning to is the Sermon on the Mount. And this is actually one of the best known teachings of Jesus. And he actually describes in this fascinating chapter, in Matthew chapter 5, he actually says what he wants his followers to do and actually what to be. And so this is very popular. It's called the Sermon on the Mount, and we could call them Principles for Living. And in the Beatitudes, the word blessed, B-L-E-S-S-E-D, is mentioned 9 times. And it's a translation of a Greek word which refers to happiness. It refers to a happiness that is independent of outward circumstances. In other words, it's a different sort of happiness to what we might often think. It means that you're going to be happy despite, if you like, unfortunate things happening around you. So it doesn't depend on things that happen. It's a joy, or if you like, a happiness that has a secret in itself. Sounds great, doesn't it? So if you actually look at the New Testament, you'll see that it is actually a book of joy. And often you'll find, in fact, 72 times you'll read this idea to rejoice, to be happy. And the word C-H-A-R-A means joy. That's 60 times there in the New Testament. So in the Beatitude, to be happy is actually a poor substitute. And so perhaps the word joyful might be a better translation. So if we're saying we're going to be happy, that's dependent upon the chances and the changes of life. One day you might feel happy, the next day you don't. But what Jesus is talking about here is something very different. It's an experience of life that may give you and life may take away. But joy, on the other hand, is found in Jesus. And that's a remarkable statement. For example, in John 16, verse 22, in the New Testament, Jesus could say, "No one will take away your joy." In fact, even death couldn't take away the joy that Jesus would give. Now, of course, we're all affected by the environment. It's one thing to be moved by what happens around us. It's another thing to be actually mastered by these things. And the Beatitudes, if you have a read about them in Matthew chapter 5, it talks about a blessedness that is there in spite of what's taking place all around us. So Jesus began this remarkable sermon by saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." That's verse 3. Now, we must be careful not to interpret this meaning that material poverty is a good thing. I mean, poverty of this kind is not good. And he would never have called a state in which people live in slums and don't have enough to eat. He'd never say that was blessed or the ideal thing. The church, of course, is about alleviating poverty. But it's talking about something else. To be poor in spirit doesn't mean poor-spirited. It's not describing people that have no self-esteem. It acknowledges our spiritual poverty or our dependence upon God. Now, John Calvin, that actually goes back to the 16th century, he's a church reformer, he said, "He only who is reduced to nothing in himself and relies on the mercy of God is poor in spirit." I think that sums it up. It means that we look to God for everything we need. And that's a freeing up thing. It frees us up from people and circumstances. So perhaps we could translate it in this way: blessed is the man who has realized his own utter helplessness and has put his whole trust in God. That's probably a better way of explaining it. So it's the first of the Beatitudes. I think it's a good place to put it. We can be aware of our own need and receive what God has for us. It means knowing yourself and accepting yourself as you are, knowing that God should be number one in your life. Well, Father God, today we want to build bridges in the world that's filled with fear and distress. Lord, we need to bring hope and love. And I pray that you'll open our eyes today to see the kindness and love that surrounds us. Let's build a bond, Lord, towards other people. Because I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.